When news breaks, depend on us. News Radio 1120 KVNW.
Now, Billy Cunningham, Dr. Warren Farrell has written a book about a boy crisis in America. Why are boys struggling and what can we do about it? And if you're the mother of a son, if you're a father, if you're a brother, if you're male, listen up, because Dr. Warren Farrell has sequestered his facts about what's happening to males and boys in America, despite the colleges saying that there's a toxic male culture that we have to get over. Maybe there's a different story. Dr. Warren Farrell, welcome to the Bill Cunningham Show. Dr. Farrell, how are you?
I'm very well. It's wonderful to be with you again.
Thank you, Doctor. This is, of course, in a little bit in reaction to the Jacksonville shooter that had a history of mental problems. According to now reporting, he had a number of psychiatric medications, including antipsychotic, and saw a succession of psychiatrists. He was often on psychotropic medications, and, of course, he was a gamer, so to speak, whatever the heck that is. But in a nutshell, tell us, what is the boy crisis in America today as we speak?
It's problems that boys are experiencing at every single level. The mental health level, like David Katz is experiencing, is much greater than we have ever seen. It's reflecting itself not only in homicides and also suicides. And, of course, the shooting is both a homicide and almost invariably a suicide. It's either literally a suicide or, in effect, the boy knows he's basically trading away the end of his life. And so that's part of it. It's certainly been magnified by guns. It's been magnified by the addictions to video games and video porn that are made, porn that is made much easier as a result of technology. It's certainly magnified by violence in the media. But it's the single biggest common denominator I'm seeing all around the world is the loss of the fathers and families, and or just a divorce. When a divorce happens, boys do not handle divorces nearly as well as girls do. Girls have troubles with divorces and have troubles with a lack of fathers, but boys have significantly greater mental health problems that occur, more likely to withdraw emotionally, more likely to go into depression. And the problem with video games and porn, when they become addictive, is that they reduce the dopamine in the brain, which means that reduces your motivation, your desire to be alive. When there's a lack of father in the home, boys in the old days, they used to have a sense of purpose. And right. So the purpose was go to war, or the purpose was to be a sole breadwinner. Nowadays, you have a purpose void. You don't have as much. Uncle Sam isn't saying, we want you, we need you to defend against this country being taken over by the Nazis. So you don't have that sense of purpose. You don't have as much sense of purpose of I'll be a sole breadwinner, or I won't be able to do anything for my family. So when you have this purpose void, and then you also have this dad void, that doesn't allow the testosterone that 13, 14-year-old boys begin to develop to be channeled effectively. And it was at the age of 13 that David Katz's parents divorced. And so you start to see this type of, no one knows without knowing David Katz very deeply, no one knows exactly what happened, but this is the common denominator we saw among Elliot Rodgers, Nicholas Cruz, Dylan Roof, Stephen Paddock. It was a complete minimal amount, a divorce situation, which created a tremendous amount of disruption, and that boys do not handle well.
Some of the facts you've marshaled, and these are known facts, but the mainstream media doesn't want to cover it because men are just toxic by nature, according to CNN. But boys are 50% less likely than girls to meet proficiency tests in reading, math, and science. ADHD's on the rise as boys become young men. Suicide rates go from equal to girls to six times that of young women. A crisis of fathering. Boys are growing up with less involved dads and are more likely to be in prison, more likely to be out of school, more likely to drink, use drugs, become delinquent, of course, end up in jail. The sense of purpose and pride of being a warrior, a leader, a sole breadwinner are all fading. And one other thing, I'm a lawyer. My wife's a lawyer. When I went to law school, we had two women in my class of 80 at the University of Toledo. When my wife went to law school, we're about the same age. 14 years later, she had a majority females in the law school at the University of Cincinnati. And now women dominate most of the, almost all of the professions. And pretty soon women are going to dominate the Congress elective office. And boys are made to feel irrelevant and pained. And when I was listening the other day to Mark Levin, he talked about the toxic male culture being taught in colleges and that men are paying money to go to seminars to tell them, don't be men. There's something wrong with you because you have a penis and testosterone. Something is wrong with you. And whenever I see a commercial about some bumbling fool, it's always a white male that I'm seeing. In divorce court, males seldom get custody of the kids. Everywhere I look, there's this discriminatory assault on men. But Dr. Warren Farrell, who you're currently the chair of the commission to create a White House Council on Boys and Men, there seems to be in the media a constant assault on males and a complimenting of women no matter what happens. And so how do we get out of this so-called toxic male culture, which is a canard and not true, because the data runs contrary to what the universities are saying?
Yes. First of all, so many good points you're making there, and maybe the first way we need to understand this is that when boys are hurting, they hurt us. There's a price we pay for our disregard of boys. The ISIS recruits are almost entirely boys with minimal or no father involvement, and so when we don't say, okay, in the old days we used to have, you know, this purpose of men going to war, aside from the fact that we trained them to be disposable. And called them heroes when they were disposable. They at least had some purpose, and they had purpose in terms of being the sole breadwinner, as you were sort of implying. And so, what is the new purpose that we can create for boys today? And one of the new purposes is to train our boys to be father warriors. And you need to be a warrior today to be, especially if you are looking to be a full-time father, because there are so many barriers and discriminations that you overcome, and no one in the society is acknowledging the fact that if you go to a party and you say, I'd like to be a full-time father, well, you know, the reporter may come over for an interview, but the woman won't come back for a drink. And so we don't have a, we don't have a real openness to that type of new role that a father can play.
It's kind of like men are disposable. Men are disposable anymore. Women don't need men, and society doesn't need men. And what happened to happy, healthy fathers and leaders and get respect? Fathers are bumbling fools in certain minority communities. You know, the odds, I had on a sociologist about 6 months ago, and if you're a black child growing up in America, the odds of you coming into a family where your mom and dad are married at the time you're born, and by the time you graduate from high school 18 years later, your mom and dad are still together in a functioning household, the odds of that happening for a black child is less than 5%. So 95% are in dysfunctional families. Now we wonder why so much social debauchery takes place. There it is.
Yes, I'm afraid you're putting your finger right on it. And the first person to really do a major study on this was Senator Patrick Moynihan, who was a U.S. senator and a sociologist and a Department of Labor secretary under both Nixon and Johnson administrations, both Republican and Democrat. And he said in 1965, his study said in 1965, that the single biggest problems in the inner city that are leading to crimes is not race per se, but it is the greater propensity of the African-American community to not have father involvement. And now the rate of lack of father involvement in the Caucasian community is higher than it was when Moynihan did his Moynihan report in 1965. And so, we really know the answer to this question, and the solutions are multiple. One is we can have a national campaign saying, we need you as dads. We need you to prepare as dads. We need schools to teach boys communication skills, parenting skills. When boys aren't needed to be disposable in war, we need them to be valued in something other than war. The more that women earn money, the more they're going to be wanting males with high emotional intelligence. And historically speaking, when we trained a boy to be willing to die in war, we weren't training him for emotional intelligence. We were training him to deny his feelings. So that the qualities that it took to raise boys to be successful in the past are different than the qualities it will take to raise boys to be successful in the future. So every parent needs to understand what is it that a father contributes? What is the value of roughhousing? What is the value of boundary enforcement? How does boundary enforcement create postponed gratification that allows our sons and our daughters to be successful in any area that they wish to go into, whether it's academic areas or being a welder or being a sports hero? You cannot accomplish anything of significance if you don't have postponed gratification. And of course, technology rewards immediate gratification, right. And moms tend to be so empathetic that they'll say things like, okay, sweetie, if you really don't want to eat your peas, you can don't have to eat them, so many of them. Just take a few more, and then you can have your ice cream. Whereas dads tend to say, no, you've got to finish your peas.
Eat the damn peas. I mean, Dr. Farrell, author of The Boy Crisis, you are a voice crying in the wilderness. Now colleges are banning snowball fighting. You can't roughhouse. Grade schools are banning dodgeball.
And they're banning tag also.
Tag. You can't play tag because some kids can't run as fast. And it's like,
exactly.
What? But doctor, jump ahead 20 years. You're a voice crying in the wilderness. So am I. Jump ahead 20 more years. When Moynihan said that 53 years ago, look what's happening every weekend on the south side of Chicago. I mean, it is a complete meltdown. There are no intact families. Families are the DNA that forms great Americans. And when I watch these athletes, so-called representing America's best performances, and you walk out on the court, I don't see any fathers anywhere on senior day. They're all mothers trying to raise a kid saying, yes, dear, yes, dear. And they're going into the world in which their athletic skills are not welcomed because of the survival of the fittest going to the NBA, NFL, Major League Baseball. Anybody can become, almost anybody can become a welder. Almost anybody can become an electrician. But it begins with a boy saying, I'm going to be a man. I'm going to work hard. I'm going to deny gratification. I'm going to respect women. And I'm going to be a leader in my community. And everything in American society tells a boy, you've done something wrong in your life.
Absolutely. And you put your finger on something else that's extremely important, which is the whole shame issue. There was a huge video, audio slam poetry contest that was won by a fellow named, a 14-year-old boy named Royce Mann. And he talked about how he was walking on a sidewalk and a woman in front of him looked behind and she saw him and she changed, she walked across the street, and he knew at that moment that his hands were poison, that his hands were mostly the hands of an attacker. And here he is, 14 years old, and he said, therefore, I wanted to remain as Peter. I understood Peter Pan. I wanted to always remain a boy and never become a man. And this is in cadence, powerful, strong. And, and you walk into high school and college, and you're ashamed to be who you are.
Right.
That is not a good stepping stone to constructive and loving manhood.
I don't know how we change it. Moynihan was right, 53. It's getting worse and not better because of the proliferation of guns, porn, and video games in which you live in a fantasy world, not of your reality. This Cats character in Jacksonville walked past patrons and specifically targeted fellow gamers that had beaten him because he wanted
Absolutely.
To show his power.
When you have a broken family, and you don't have a constructive, loving father involvement, and your only identity is winning the game that he had won the year before, and hoping to repeat that, and you don't have social skills and you haven't had a history of learning how to lose in sports and be able to handle the losses. Part of growing up and being a man, as we both know, is learning how to lose. And one of the reasons that father fathers are constantly going out and doing things like playing with soccer or something with their sons, and allow it, and shooting the ball past them when they don't try hard enough, is to teach the child not only how to win, but how to lose in the process of learning how to win. And when that type of training does not happen, and you feel like you're rudderless and purposeless in life, you can take it to the level of depression and suicide. And that's one of the reasons I think that almost all your mass shootings, and also all your ISIS recruits, not only your boy ISIS recruits, but your smaller percentage of girl ISIS recruits, that the single most important characteristic is lack of father involvement. These are kids looking for purpose that is deeper than themselves. And that's what we want kids to look for, a purpose that goes beyond themselves, but not a destructive purpose, but rather a constructive purpose. And fathers are very helpful in creating the postponed gratification that allows a kid to have that allows the kid to be able to be successful in whatever purpose he chooses.
But Dr. Warren Farrell, you're the author of The Boy Crisis, Why Our Boys Are Struggling, What We Can Do About It. You're currently the chair of the commission to create a White House Council on Boys and Men, and boy, it's a problem. And I don't see it turning even close to the right direction. I see it going in the worst direction. In any nation that does not have firm family foundation, with mothers and fathers and brothers and sisters living in intact families, struggling, winning and losing and losing and losing and winning, and understand how those life lessons are taught in your teenage years to be employed when you're in your 20s, 30s, and 40s, cannot long survive. Well, Dr. Warren Farrell, we got to go, and thank you for coming on again, and you're a great American, and thanks for coming on the Bill Cunningham Show. Thank you very much.
It's always a pleasure to talk with you.
God bless America. Let's continue with more. Can you smell what he's cooking? It's unbelievable. Just last night on CNN, they were talking about the toxic nature of being a male. Male toxicity is being taught in colleges and universities, and whether it's dodgeball or tag or snowball fights, nobody can compete or lose anymore. And it's a consequence. Families are breaking down. Women don't have to marry the fathers of their children to make it because of social welfare programs that provide $40,000 to $50,000 a year. And the role of the male is not just diminished, it's destroyed. Let's continue with more. Bill Cunningham here, The Great American, live with you every Sunday night.